Thank God for the Atom Bomb is the name of a new collection of essays by Paul Fussell. They're social satires, but book critic John Leonard says they've got an edge that can be a bit too cutting.
When Paul Fussell published his book The Great War and Modern Memory in 1976, a marvelous tome about how poets wrote the only history of World War I that most people really believe, the high command at the National Book Critics Circle almost didn't give him their nonfiction prize because they thought he was English. He sounded English. The poets he talked about were English. His previous books had also been about English writers, and his next book, the equally wonderful Abroad, was all about British literary traveling between the wars. But Fussell turned out surprisingly to be an American, a professor at Rutgers in the University of Pennsylvania, and so the critics gave him their scroll. The thing is, the critics were right, in a way, to wonder. Fussell would go on to publish a silly book about class, in which he invented all kinds of subcategories that allowed him to make fun of anybody he didn't like, while also suggesting a latent gift for the sort of social satire that belongs in a novel, where you don't have to be fair. We get more of this witty condescension, dressed up as icon smashing, in the essays collected in Thank God for the Atom Bomb. Truman, he tells us, was right to take out Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as any ordinary army grunt could tell us. Only draft-dodging professors of hindsight would say anything different. George Orwell was the best critic in our language because he had no theories. The Indianapolis 500 is great fun and symbolically significant for everybody except wet-blanket intellectuals with hidden agendas, and so on. There isn't a page that doesn't shine with intelligence nor bristle with the apposite quotation, and I especially admire his piece on the National Rifle Association. He suggests these gun-toting yahoos acquaint themselves with the other clause in the Second Amendment, the one about a militia. If they want their own gun, they ought to have to serve in a real militia to dig latrines and patrol borders. How many then would want to keep their howitzers to kill the wild duck and the ferocious Bambi? But Fussell is also one of those accomplished cranks who overvalues his own experience above anybody else's, who brings a high-culture gloss to some lowbrow tastes, and then accuses those who don't agree with his enthusiasms and anathemas, usually Marxists, liberal political scientists, academics in general, of elitism. He disapproves of modernism, and yet his disapprovals are entirely modernist in tone, lofty and disdainful and ironic. He pretends to value democratic messiness, and yet he's so fancy about it you get the feeling he thinks democracy is wasted on ordinary people. This superior sort of nose-thumbing is clearest in his essay on how travel is wasted on tourists, poor dumb clucks who browse through alien cultures. Where, he wants to know, is the fear and lonely splendor of the gentleman explorer of the past? Please, I should think the tourist has enough to fear these days from terrorism, and all of us anyway go abroad, when we can afford to, in search of discrepancy and abrasion, to rub our shaggy heads against the strange and see if something kindles. For these same reasons, we travel in great literature. And it's kind of sweet. Fussell's odd combination of the snob and the Philistine seems to me distinctively English. Lose an empire, get sarcastic. His model is less Orwell than it's Evelyn Waugh, whose closest American facsimile is Tom Wolfe. I like cranks, and some of my best friends are snobs and Philistines, but they do seem to enjoy themselves too much, making the rest of us feel bad about ourselves.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Thank God for the Atom Bomb, essays by Paul Fussell.